Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I don't know why I say that. Hey guys, this podcast is only for me. It's a way for me to express what I'm thinking about and for me to do a review and for me to get better at speaking to a microphone. So I'm coming at you. This audio is coming straight out of my Tascam DR40. I was trying to hook up the SM58 with an XLR to this Tascam, but there was a lot of white noise. I tried different things and I just couldn't fix it. So I'm just going to record like this. I don't like the setup right now because this microphone on this Tascam tends to produce a lot of pops whenever I pronounce P's or S's. So I just have to be careful that I don't overdo it. And I have to stop those clicking sounds. So last week, I mentioned on the podcast that I tore my Achilles tendon again, and I was super bummed out for a couple of days. I've been pretty out of it, just rethinking, replaying what happened and thinking about, oh, I should have done this differently. I should have been more careful. Or why did this happen? Why me, God? What do you have against me? Things like this, you know, very dark thoughts, and they're really not helping me out. I guess I have a tendency to want to feel like a victim, but it's not making me feel better. It's not going to improve my situation. So I just have to, I guess, move on, think differently and look ahead and think positive. Life is very complicated. You never know what can happen next. You know, when things are, you feel like are good, bad, you know, these things happen. I don't know if you necessarily call them bad. And you just have to roll with it. I guess this is part of life. And I was scared of re-rupturing. I was maybe in the back of my mind, I was like, well, I hope it doesn't happen again because I was doing such a good job of recovering. But this happened. And I just can't explain it. So it happens. I have to move on. And I think I did a pretty good job today because a previous client of mine contacted me. They asked me if I wanted to do a testimonial shoot coming up. And my first inclination was to say, no, I'm injured. I can't do anything. But I thought, well, what if I didn't do it physically? What if I hired someone to help me with the cameras and the lights? Then it's possible. So I contacted them back and I said, hey, this happened. I ruptured my Achilles, but I'm going to have to hire someone to help me out to do all the physical work. If you're cool with that, we can move on. And I was able to book this client. Actually, there's a returning client, but this time I charged them on a per project basis. Before they were charging, they paid me hourly on $15 an hour, which is not much. This time I told them I need to charge on a per project and it's going to be considerably a higher quote, and I gave them my quote and they say, okay, let's do it. So that's what's up. And I just thought that was amazing that, you know, I'm going to do this job. I'm going to hire someone for the first time. And I'm just proud of myself that I thought on my feet. You know, it's not about giving up right away. Maybe there's different ways of doing things and to improvise. You know, I'm happy about that. Maybe I should reach back to another client that I said no to because I ruptured my Achilles. I know they want talking head videos, so maybe I could tell them, hey, I'm going to hire someone to help me out and I can do it for you. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty proud about that. It's just for a long time, for a couple of days, I was thinking really bad, really negative. And to tell you the truth, seems like I'm pretty, if I don't do anything, if I don't get any jobs, I'm going to be in a really bad spot financially. And, you know, compared to the rest of the world, we're pretty privileged and I have to remember that. But, you know, it's just our society, I guess we put a lot of pressure on us to make money, to have a lot of stuff. And, you know, that's a hamster wheel. It's a hamster wheel that I don't want to be on. So the last thing I want to say is that I'm still producing YouTube videos, and I think that's helping me get out of my head. I'm also still consuming a lot of information, podcasts, video courses, just trying to think ahead, because if I let this get me down, it's just going to be a downward spiral, and I don't want to get into it. I've been there, and it's not fun. It's not productive. And, you know, I don't know what the meaning of life is, but I know that I can't get stuck. I don't like being there. So that's what's up. I'm going to end it in a happy note. You know, I have my desk upstairs now. My desk is inside the closet, and I made a video about it. So if you're into YouTube, maybe you would want to check that out. So, yeah, I'll see you guys on next week. Hopefully I can do more podcasts, because this helps me improve my speaking voice. That's what I want. I've already been in my first podcast, and I would like to do a better job if in the future when I do one I guest as in someone's podcast, or I make my own. I just have to start making more. So I don't know. Maybe I'll actually produce a professional one. I know I can do it. Something to think about. All right. I'll see you guys next time.